calling me was a mistake that most of the customers and mechanics at Big Jim's garage only made once. Unfortunately, the owner of this particular Dodge Ram was the type of person who put his paycheck into souping up a Dodge Ram. That, and the urinating stick figure on his back window, was pretty much the only forewarning I needed about the way this was about to go down. People were fundamentally predictable. If you stopped expecting them to surprise you, they couldn't disappoint. And speaking of disappointment, I turned my attention from the Ram's engine to the Ram's owner, who apparently considered whistling at a girl to be a compliment and commenting on the shape of her ass to be the absolute height of courtship. "It's times like this," I told him, "that you have to ask yourself, is it wise to sexually harass someone who has both wire cutters and access to your brake lines?" The man blinked. Once, twice, three times. And then he leaned forward. "Honey, you can access my brake lines anytime you want." "If you know what I mean," I added silently. "In 3, 2, if you know what I mean." "It's times like this," I said meditatively, "that you have to ask yourself, is it wise to offer to bear your man parts for someone who is both patently uninterested and holding wire cutters?"
"Sawyer?"
Big Jim intervened before I could so much as give a snip of the wire cutters in a southward direction.
"I've got this one."
I'd started badgering Big Jim to let me get my hands greasy when I was 12. He almost certainly knew that I'd already fixed the Ram, and that if he left me to my own devices, this wouldn't end well. For the customer.
"Oh, hell, Big Jim," the man complained. "We were just having fun."
I'd spent most of my childhood going from one obsessive interest to another. Car engines had been one of them. Before that, it had been telenovelas, and afterward, I'd spent a year reading everything I could find about medieval weapons. "You don't mind a little fun, do you, sweetheart?" Mr. Souped-up Dodge Ram clapped a hand on my shoulder and compounded his sins by squeezing my neck. Big Jim groaned as I turned my full attention to the real charmer beside me. "Allow me to quote for you," I said in an absolute deadpan, "from Seyforth's Encyclopedia of Archaic Torture."